To celebrate Pope Benedict's arrival in Britain in September, the Vatican Museums have sent over on loan to London 4 of the 10 giant tapestries designed by the great Renaissance artist Raphael to hang in the Sistine Chapel on special liturgical feast days. Depicting events from the lives of Saints Peter and Paul, these masterpieces of high Renaissance art will be on display for free in the Victoria and Albert Museum, as my colleague Emma McCarthy reports.
Commissioned in 1515 by Pope Leo X, they were to cover the lower walls of the Sistine Chapel, below the frescoes depicting the life of Moses and the life of Christ on occasions of great solemnity. Raphael set about designing cartoons or preliminary coloured drawings for all 10 tapestries, which were then sent to the workshop of Peter van Aelst in Brussels, one of the most renowned weavers of tapestries. By 1519, 7 of the 10 tapestries were complete, and to the delight of Pope Leo X, were put on display in the Sistine Chapel on St. Stephen's Day of the same year, causing many among the congregation to exclaim, "They could not have been made by human hand." But their beauty came at a cost. One single tapestry cost 5 times more than Michelangelo's entire ceiling. Indeed, so rare and priceless that 2 emperors sought them out as spoils of war, Charles V in 1527 during the sack of Rome and Napoleon in 1798. Once, they were even used as a guarantee against a loan. So beautiful that replicas of Raphael's tapestries were commissioned by several European monarchs. For while the completed tapestries had been returned to the Vatican, Raphael's cartoons had remained with the weaver van Aelst in Brussels. So it was that in 1533 King Francis I ordered his own series to adorn his palace walls. Not to be outdone, less than 10 years later, King Henry VIII of England, shortly after his schism from Rome, commissioned copies made from Raphael's cartoons in Brussels. Then, in 1632, Charles I, Prince of Wales, had the cartoons brought from Brussels to England to have his own set woven in the Mortlake tapestry workshops. And they have remained in England ever since. The Vatican owns the tapestries. The cartoons belong to Queen Elizabeth II. Now, for the first time in 500 years, they will be reunited in a once-in-a-lifetime exhibition in London's historic Victoria and Albert Museum. To coincide with Pope Benedict XVI's visit to England and Wales, 4 of the 10 tapestries will be hung alongside their original cartoons. It's a joint effort by the Vatican Museums and the V&A to bring a little bit of the Vatican to England. And before, the 500-year-old tapestries were gently packaged up, ready to be shipped off on their journey, they were hung once more exactly where they were meant to be, in the Sistine Chapel. Well, I couldn't miss this opportunity, so one balmy July evening, I went along with a small group of art lovers through the great bronze doors of the Vatican and up the giant staircase to the tiny Sistine Chapel. And as I stood before the tapestry of St. Paul in prison, to my delight, Professor Arnold Nesselrath of the Vatican Museums was there to guide us through the cycle. One of the curators and organizers of the exhibition, together with V&A director Mark Jones, he pointed out that not even the divine Raphael got to see his cartoons and tapestries side by side.
It's the Holy Father's gift to the United Kingdom when he's bringing that exhibition to London. It will be the first time in 500 years that the cartoons, i.e. 7 paintings that have the same size as these tapestries, will hang next to the tapestries for which they're made, next to the end product. But tonight, the tapestries have come back to the place which they were made for, and to be in a kind of painted symphony between the 15th century frescoes painted by the painters of Pope Leo X's father and Raphael's teachers and Michelangelo's ceiling. And this just demonstrates the cultural power that was in Rome at the beginning of the 16th century, created by these great popes.
It also underlines another aspect that's very important and integral to Pope Benedict's visit, and indeed the life of the Church, not only the Catholic Church, but the life of the British people, and that is their deep love and appreciation of culture.
But these tapestries are a kind of lingua franca, a common language that's accepted, that's actually copied by the English King, Henry VIII, immediately after the Anglican schism. So Raphael's art can unite what has been divided by words.
A very interesting point is that this exhibition, which opens in September, when Pope Benedict will be in Great Britain, is free.
It's a real gift. They are the congiaria, like the Roman emperors, to the British people. It's a collaboration between Vatican institutions. Vatican Library wanted to contribute to this. The Master of Ceremonies is contributing to this. So it's actually the Vatican that's accompanying the Pope to the United Kingdom with a major cultural event. I must say, I mean, for me, it's a great experience. I've never organized anything that was so unanimously accepted by everybody who heard about it. And it is the Pope who makes this possible.
Thanks there to my colleague Emma McCarthy. Those tapestries and the cartoons will be on display for free in the Victoria and Albert Museum from September 8th to October 17th.